Hello, everyone. I am here to discuss tonight's supersized episode of Below Deck Mediterranean. So let's jump right in. We started the episode with Sandy talking to Kiko, and that seemed to be something that continued through the episode. So we'll just start by discussing that. When Kiko was crying in his interview, I was so sad. It made me want to cry. He has such a good heart, and I feel like we all like him and want to see him succeed so bad. And his food is good. He does have good presentations. I think because he hasn't worked on a super yacht before, he's been on private boats, he really needed help from his captain because he doesn't have a leader. He doesn't have a chief stew or a bosun. His leader strictly is Captain Sandy, and he's not getting support from her at all. She's like, when he made the comment about the captain just coming in to judge him instead of how he's not getting any help anymore, it made me so sad because he's literally crying out for help. He wants to succeed. And Captain Sandy has always seemed to be about molding people. Like, she's taken Malia on, wants to teach her how to be a captain. And she took many others on and tried to mold them into who she wanted them to be. And I don't understand why she's not taking the initiative to do this with Kiko, because he truly is a good chef and he's a good person, and it's hard to find that. And I really feel like she should have stepped up as a captain and helped him more. And I really wonder, looking back, watching the episodes now, if she feels differently, if she feels that she could have handled it differently, if maybe she does feel that she should have helped him instead of criticizing, because she was never, ever in the galley as much as she is this season. And but she's not in the galley to help. She's in there to judge and criticize, and then asking the guests every meal how the food was and judging it in front of the guests. That is unprofessional. If I was the charter guest, I would be uncomfortable. Okay, next thing I wanted to discuss was just Sandy's leadership in general this season. It's pretty clear that she doesn't care for Hannah anymore, and she has her favorites. Malia is clearly a favorite. Bugsy is clearly a favorite. She's always raving over the tables. And even Jessica made the comment, she's like, I'm glad that someone is doing something right, with sarcasm in her tone, because it's true. No one else is getting recognition for doing anything good. And then, of course, when she heard Malia on the radio saying, calling everybody to the deck for a meeting, she was there watching, wanting to see Malia's leadership skills. Whereas Hannah, right before that, there was a scene of her meeting with the stews, being a leader, and Sandy was nowhere to see that. It would be frustrating to be Hannah or to be Kiko and to constantly have your skills being criticized. It definitely creates a toxic work environment. And I've never felt this way about Sandy. Like, I always liked her in all the previous seasons of Below Deck Med. Never had an issue with her leadership. But this season, she's playing favorites. And then this was supposed to be the season of female empowerment. You know, we had female captain, female bosun, female chief stew. And I feel like she's demeaning people instead of lifting them up and having that dream team of women, which could have really been showcased this season, but now is not, due to all the criticism. I I really do wonder if, as she's watching it, if she does feel like she was playing favorites or it came across that way, because it's obvious to everyone watching. So it just kind of makes me sad, especially for Hannah working in an environment that's not good for her mental health, and the same for Kiko. I do feel there would be a lot more unity on board with the entire crew if Sandy's leadership could reflect that. Like, there's been a lot of throwing people under the bus this season. You know, Malia was throwing Hannah under the bus, talking to Jess. Kiko was starting to throw Hannah under the bus when Sandy confronted him in the galley. And then Bugsy, of course, threw Kiko under the bus about the nachos. And so there doesn't seem to be a lot of unity. It doesn't seem that the crew members have each other's back. And I feel like that is coming from the leadership on board, from Captain Sandy. I feel like she's making the crew members feel apart instead of united. And I feel like it's because of the favoritism, for sure. So moving on from Captain Sandy, I'm kind of bored with the crew romances this season. I feel like in the past seasons of Below Deck Med and Below Deck, I've been pretty invested in the crew relationships that have formed, but I'm not really feeling Jess and Rob. I'm not feeling Bugsy and Alex. Their interactions make me cringe because it's so awkward, and I just don't see a connection really between them. I don't know. And even Rob and Jess, I just don't. I guess because I know they're not together now, maybe that's impacted how I'm viewing the relationship as we're watching it now. But I don't know, it's just different. And maybe because they've been cutting Pete out of scenes, maybe they had to cut some scenes that would have developed their relationship more, maybe. I don't know. Which tonight's episode was all basically the Kiko and Sandy drama, mostly. I do think Bugsy she's extra. We all know she's definitely extra. And I did not like her and Malia in the corner when they went out basically talking junk about everybody. But she is really good with the guests. Like, when they went out, when they took the guests out, she just really does a good job with them. So, said something positive about her. There you go. But what did you guys think about tonight's episode? There was a lot. How are you feeling about Captain Sandy's leadership skills? Do you think she's leading her team the way she should? Or do you think there's room for improvements? What do you think about Kiko? Do you think he should stay? Do you think he should go? What are your thoughts on Hannah? She seems to be pretty over it. And then what do you guys think about the crew relationships? Are you feeling them? Are you not? Let's talk. All right. Bye, guys.